Well, Craig Cervantes joins us this morning. You may know him as a local realtor, but he's also quite the musician, a composer, and one of his works, a tribute to Princess Diana, is going to be featured as the Missouri Symphony Orchestra performs at School of the Osage on Saturday night, Cummings Auditorium, 7 p.m. Good morning, Craig. Glad to have you here.
Good morning to you, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
So let's talk about your musical background, first of all, Craig.
I have my master's degree in music composition. I've been writing music my whole life. Went to the Disney Institute in California. Spent 7 years in conservatory.
And there's quite a story about how this musical piece dedicated to Princess Diana came about. What happened?
Long and short of it was I was boating the night of August 30th, 1997, coming down the main channel and heard the news that Princess Diana was on her deathbed and there was a major hailstorm going on. We pulled under some docks. I don't even know where. It was some place between the Potted Steer and the Lodge of the Four Seasons. We sat there for a good hour or better with a bunch of other boaters trying to get out of the storm, and the hail hitting the roofs of the 10 docks started bringing rhythms and melodies into my mind, and then spent the rest of the evening just starting to hammer out music that was coming to me as a result of the tragic accident
Wow.
that Princess Diana was involved with. That took about 5 or 6 years to actually score the music, which is an overture, which is about 12 minutes long. That what the audience is going to hear at Cummings Auditorium this Saturday night is the 9-minute overture to that score called Queen of Hearts, which ultimately there's a single that's going to come out of it as well called Diana's Theme.
And what had to be the ultimate expression of this musical piece, Craig? You went to England last year?
I went to London last year and finally got it recorded by the London Symphony Orchestra at Abbey Road Studios.
Wow. Wow. Craig, what was that like? That had to be surreal.
It brought tears to my eyes because I thought I was going to go to the grave and never hear this music that took me years and years. I mean, if you think about it, it was really 18 years from the inception of the composition through the orchestration period to it actually, I thought this was going to get played at the 10th anniversary in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are almost 20 years later, call it 18, 19 years later, and I'm going over to London later this summer to see if we can't now put on a live performance of this next year for the tribute to Princess Diana by her children, Prince Harry and Prince William.
And this event on Saturday night at Cummings Auditorium is going to be a Pops concert. It'll also feature guest pianist and actually your friend, Craig, Carol Schmidt at the piano. What can you tell us about Carol?
Oh, she's fabulous. She's now the head of the music department at Webster University and just a fabulous pianist that I actually started out with in music school before I went to California. I did go to Webster University.
Well, it's going to be a fantastic event on Saturday night at School of the Osage, Cummings Auditorium. And by the way, bring the kids because I understand they're going to have a chance to direct part of the orchestra. Is it possible you're going to be a part of this too, Craig?
I hope so. And, hopefully maybe I can even guest conduct my own piece if the audience wants to hear it again. Kirk Trevor, who is the maestro of the orchestra, is extremely talented and also from London and knows most of the players that actually performed on the original recording. I'll also have CDs there for sale in the lobby, and I'll be glad to sign those for anybody.
Craig, and I know this is just a thrilling event for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just so excited that this is actually going to be the live debut of Queen of Hearts because it was composed at Lake of the Ozarks, and this is the first live performance.
It's going to be just an amazing, I'm sure, emotional night. Tickets are just $20 for adults, $5 for students. That's kindergarten through 12th grade. Craig Cervantes, I thank you for joining us this morning. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday night.
Great. Look forward to it. Thank you so much.